The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include Japanese classical fusion, a farm-related film fest, tributes to Beethoven, Glen Campbell, and Florence Foster Jenkins, and a whole lot more. The five Massachusetts singer-songwriters of the Whiskey Treaty Roadshow, along with special guest Sarah Lee Guthrie and friends, ring in St. Patrick's Day weekend tonight with a celebration of brotherhood spirits and foot-stomping folk rock in Club B10 at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Mass. At 8 p.m. Duo You May Know, whose repertoire explores the dialogue between classical Japanese and Western music, performs at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Mass. On Saturday at 3 p.m. Duo You May Know musicians who specialize in music from Asia forge a connection between their music and the art in the Japanese Impressions exhibition at the Clark, with the aim of creating a singular sound inspired by tradition but with a contemporary sensibility, much like the artwork in the show. Works spanning the illustrious career of composer Ludwig von Beethoven will be showcased in Beethoven Journey, Early, Middle, and Late, at the Mahewi in Great Barrington, Mass. On Saturday at 6 p.m. as part of the Close Encounters with Music series. The program will feature works for strings and piano, including the Early Cello Sonata No. 2 in G minor, a Middle Period Violin Sonata No. 7 in C minor, and the Archduke Trio Opus 97. That's a good one. Grammy Award-winning songwriter Jimmy Webb pays tribute to his long-standing collaboration with singer-songwriter Glen Campbell in Jimmy Webb, The Glen Campbell Years, highlighting some of the 100-plus recordings from the Webb-Campbell Songbook at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Mass. On Saturday at 8 p.m. Together, the two artists were responsible for such immortal hits as By the Time I Get to Phoenix, Wichita Lineman, and Galveston. 30 Under 30, a multimedia exhibition featuring works by 30 young artists, most of them still in their mid-20s and hailing from or currently living in or around the Berkshires, is on view at No. 6 Depot Gallery in West Stockbridge, Mass., now through Sunday, April 30th. There'll be an opening reception with many of the artists on hand, including exhibition curator Mika Mintz, this Sunday, March 19th, from 4 to 5:30 p.m. Berkshire playwright Joan Ackerman will be celebrated with a weekend of stage readings of her works at Shakespeare & Company in Lenox, Mass. In Joan Ackerman, One Playwright, One Weekend, tonight through Sunday, March 19th. Company actors and guest performers will explore the most beloved scripts of the prolific playwright, journalist, and screenwriter. All six readings will be directed by Joan Ackerman and performed in the Elaine P. Bernstein Theater at Shakespeare & Company. Mythical, mystical dance diva Jo Mama Jones, a creation of performance artist Daniel Alexander Jones, headlines The March Party, a fundraiser for Lumberyard Contemporary Performing Arts at Joe's Garage in Catskill, New York, on Saturday at 6 p.m. The event includes food, drink, and dancing to the electro-funk sounds of Jo Mama Jones and her band. Also in Catskill, Souvenir, a fantasia on the life of Florence Foster Jenkins, a musical about history's worst opera singer, runs this weekend and next at Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. Playgoers may be familiar with the story of Jenkins from last year's film starring Meryl Streep. And three farm-related films shot in Columbia County will be screened at Farm Film Fest 9, the 9th annual afternoon film festival devoted to farms and farming at the Crandell Theater in Chatham, New York, on Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. The annual afternoon festival showcases films that educate and entertain about farms, farming, farmers, and farming issues, both local and national. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.